The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
There is something good that came out of COVID. And there's a lot of bad, right? But there's one good thing that came out of COVID. Can we talk about it? Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay. The one good thing, we talked about it yesterday in National Day. Sweatpants.
Oh.
Sweatpants.
Because you can wear sweatpants to the office now?
Before COVID, I kid you not, I wore heels 4-5 days a week. Oh, I would wear high heels and kind of dress up, right? I looked back at, you know, how everybody's doing the 2016 thing?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Man, I was like, oh my gosh, I had heels on almost every day. Today, you will find your girl in athleisure wear, sneakers, 90% of the time. It's like flipped.
You don't ever really wear heels anymore.
No.
So you should just get rid of all of them.
Huh? No.
I mean, we have like this humongous supply of heels that are not being used that could be used by other women that would love to wear them.
Otto, those are in case of emergency.
You don't
absolutely
need that many for in
not.
Case of emergency.
Absolutely not. Those were investment. Every single shoe can be worn for the rest of my life. And I wear them once a week, and now
no.
I wear my sneakers 4 days a week.
No.
Yes, I do.
I do remember being able to hear Dana clickety-clack down the halls every single morning, and now you don't hear that at all.
Like Devil Wears Prada. Clack, 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 clack. They call them the clackers. That was me. I was a clacker girl.
There are women that still wear heels in this office, though, and still dress, like, I guess, office appropriate.
Not many, though. Think about it. Well, the big boss does.
Sarah does. Yeah, I was going to say she's
always
dressed
up.
The big boss
does. Yeah. Yeah.
But beyond that, you're right. It's kind of not t-shirt, but tennis shoes for most people. But they're still like business casual. They're not.
I'm dressed.
The people who are on air are the ones who show up.
I'm not
sweats.
Dressed in pajamas. You know, I'm not like.
Some of the people here are.
Yeah, I know some people are. I'm not dressed like, oh my gosh, is she going to bed or what's happening? I mean, I'm dressed, but I'm just not.
You're not going with the Walmart look?
Is that what you were calling it? The PJ look?
Oh, that's the Walmart look. Every time I go to Walmart, somebody's in PJs.
Oh.
Hey, next time, say my name, bro. Say my name next time, dude. Let me know. At Anthony A, that's me, dog.
Do you wear the flannel PJ bottoms and clogs? And are you wearing, or what are they called? What are those shoes that Post Malone wears and Bad Bunny?
Like, the Crocs?
There you go. I was going to call them turtles.
Dude.
Whatever, those ugly shoes. That's some bad thing that came out of COVID. Those shoes are not cute.
What? First of all, they're before COVID, long before COVID. And I am pro Croc until the day I die. And yes, I do wear my Crocs proudly when I'm looking for rugs at Walmart.
No. I literally tried to convince Otto to get them because his feet are bad. He tried them on. He walked around. He's like, they're comfy, but no way.
No, can't do it.
I did buy you some clogs, though.
You're
wearing suede clogs.
I'm definitely too much a part of the tennis shoe generation where I need to
sneaker game.
Yeah, I got to have something nice on my feet.
Sneaker game.
Can't be wearing clogs or anything like that or Crocs out in public.
Aren't Crocs like super expensive, though, with the giblets or what are they called?
Yeah, there are.
Gibbets,
yeah.
But giblets are great for gravy.
Teach his own. I mean, some people make them look cool, but they don't look cool on me. I already look like a dad. I don't need to like reinforce the dad look.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Our good friend T called a radio station. She's single. I asked her, you know, what are you doing? Are you on the dating apps, real life? She said both. And then I said, what are you looking for on these dating apps? And here's what she said.
I've been single for a long time. I'm looking for my husband.
She wants a husband. She wants to get married. That's what you have to do. You have to let people know up front what it is you want. You can't pussyfoot around. This is real life with grown-ups here.
I really appreciate the honesty. I do. And I understand the intent, and I think it's. I wish her the best in her pursuit. But I also wonder if you're kind of showing your hand too soon.
Why?
Too forthcoming.
Too forthcoming in it, right?
Because why do you say that?
Because it could scare men away when you're like, I want a man. I want to be married. I want to have children. It just feels like, dang, that's a lot of pressure.
You mean telling the truth?
Yeah, but
what does anybody? Is that what you
We're still trying to get your know your. I need to meet your representative. Nobody wants to meet the real person right away.
It's going
to
weed out a lot of people.
It's going to weed out, but then it's also
the majority of men.
No,
but also,
it's not
like, it's
automatic.
Like, I think it's a big insight for a person who's like, if they're just out there trying to, you know, to quote the movie Jerry Maguire, if he's trying to shoplift a pooty, I'm going to be able to manipulate you now because I know what your end goal is. So I can take you on this first date and I could tell you, oh yeah, I want to get married.
Everything she wants to hear. Yeah.
You could say that or not. Either way, you could say it or not. At least I know Yeah, but, I've told the truth.
But on the, I get it. But on a profile, though, you could look at a person's dating app and say, oh, they're into this, they're into that, they're into this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and game you right now. I'm going to tell you everything you want to hear. I'm going to run it. I'm gonna run your profile through
chat. But couldn't you do that either way?
No, no. Not without.
You're not giving that information.
Yeah, not when you're meeting somebody in the public. You don't have that option. So I wish this caller the best in her dating pursuit, but I wonder if she should maybe just say, hey, I'm looking for something casual. And if it opens up, then it develops.
I mean, she's probably been dating a lot of frogs. You know, she's looking for the prince. She's
yeah, but
done
you
with
can,
all
you can
that.
Give too much too soon.
Yeah.
That might be it.
I'm telling her, as a man who's on dating apps, girl, change your preferences. You're going to have a better go.
Anthony, if you match with her, you guys go on a date, what would you say to her?
I'm not matching with her because I can see off top that her interests are to get married. I'm like, oh, that's not what I'm here
for. You're not,
so that is a benefit of dating. I try to operate as honest as I can. So, yeah, I would remove that. Now,
what's your first line? You're trying to woo DJ Automatic here. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Are you going
to
woo me?
Swipe left on the mirror, girl. And if I seen Automatic on a dating app, oh, yeah. This guy.
You better come with your A game.
I know he's looking for a fun time, not a long time. You dig?
Good time here for a good time.
So, if I was looking at Automatic's profile and I was trying to break the ice with DJ Automatic, I'll start off with something a little random. I'll go with this one. All right, Automatic. I'll type in, what's your second favorite holiday?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah. Now, I feel like
I think that would be a match because Anthony's birthday's on Christmas, so he's going to like you right away.
There it is.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
my second favorite holiday is 4th of July.
Oh!
So I just feel like the second holiday, that's like some insight to personality. So,
okay.
Interesting.
Otto's dark.
I'm interested.
now this is going somewhere. My second question I would give you, DJ Automatic, is if there's three music artists to describe your personality, what three music artists would they be?
I'm already sold, okay? I'm basically, you know, just white meat at this point. I'm juicy and wet.
Well, who are the three music artists?
I can't even name them because I'm already ready to drop pants.
Yeah,
he likes music too that much? He cares what I like?
You want to get married.
Wait till I give Automatic candy corn. Oh, it's going to be over. God. It's a wrap, dude.
Don't ever do that to me again.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. Turn your radio up. Do you recognize who this is and what brand is he representing?
He always tries to steal my Calvin.
Name that brand. 877-730-DCS1. And I'll explain why after. Hopefully we'll get one call or a text. You can call or text. I know that right now times are tough. Everybody is pulling back. We're budgeting. But there's one thing that folks are still splurging on, and that is perfume and cologne.
Oh.
So during the pandemic, Otto, I know you went, oh, wait, hold on. Makeup just boom, because everybody was watching TikTok and Instagram, all the influencers. That was our connection. So you learned how to put makeup on and lashes and everything else. And cologne was also, saw a big boost, cologne and candles, and perfumes stayed. Makeup has really leveled off. People are not buying as much makeup anymore.
Well, I know I haven't bought any makeup. How about you, Aunt?
No. I'm looking for some contouring stuff for my bags under my eyes.
First, I want to talk about, I still remember when Automatic used to walk into the room when I started catching feelings for him. Obviously, we're married now. Oh my gosh, the smell. When you'd leave the room even, you used to wear Marc Jacobs.
Oh, that's definitely one of my signature smells.
Oh, we just got a text message. Amanda said, Dana, that's Marky Mark. It is, Amanda. It is Marky Mark. Absolutely. Hi, it's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Marissa Castillo.
Okay, Marissa, who is this?
He always tries to steal my Calvin.
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Wahlberg. Yeah, exactly.
Ah. There we go.
Well, Amanda said Marky Mark. I guess I got it wrong. It's Mark Wahlberg.
Same guy.
Yes.
Same guy.
Do you remember his old commercial way back in the day?
I think it's the Calvin Klein.
Yes, ma'am. She remembered that, didn't she? I don't know how to say his name, but I remember the commercial. Thank you so much for listening, Mama. Bye.
Thanks. All right.
So Calvin Klein and Hugo Boss sales are up. All the old classic scents are selling more. There's a company called Coty, and they're one of the biggest makeup companies in the world. They're actually selling off some of the makeup lines to focus on the OG scents.
On the CK1?
Remember CK1? I don't know. That's a long time ago. 90s, early 2000s. Somebody's got to still have some of that in the shelf somewhere.
I like that we're still, regardless of the, if somebody's going through like financial times, we're still striving to make sure we smell good. I like
signature
that for us.
Signature scent is important.
I like that for us a lot.
There's just certain things I'm not giving up. My eyelashes, for instance, I used to go get them done And now I found this place that sells them, and they have the best glue. It doesn't damage my eyelashes. Oh. So I'm not giving that up. Otto doesn't argue with me because it used to cost me 10 times more when I would go get
them. When
you
would go get them done, I was like, you're really, like, think about how many times a month you're doing this and how much money it is. I was like, you should find another way.
I don't want to get you in trouble, Automatic, but man to man, do you remember the first time you seen Dana peel off her eyebrows? Or her eyelashes?
Eyelashes, my bad. I've seen Dana peel off just about everything at this point.
We're married, Anthony.
We're married. I get the real deal version.
I walk in the door, peel off the good clothes, and put on the old house clothes. I know
she
it's
did
not
get
just
new pajamas, though.
I did. You're so excited about that, aren't you, Otto?
They're cute. I like them.
You're the one that told me. I hate those clothes you're wearing.
Oh, she was just wearing my old t-shirts and, like, my old boxers, and I was like, we can do better than this.
Well, the t-shirts did have some grease stains on them, so I get it. I wasn't looking my cutest.
I remember the first time I seen a woman peel off her eyelashes, it threw me off. It was like,
looks like, it's almost like a different person, right?
I don't wear those. I don't wear the strip lashes. These are individual. I do them just like you get them done professionally.
Oh.
Hit me up. Your girl's got the hookup. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm not giving that up at all.
Okay.
And you're not going to argue with me.
I mean, I think you're looking at me to say, what am I going to, you know, not give up? I pay a lot of bills around here, and I have a wife who loves to spend money, and I have a daughter in college. So you know what I'm not going to give up? I'm not going to give up paying bills. That's what I'm not giving up.
That's boring.
So we got to, you know, somewhere to live, food to eat.
You're boring.
Gas in our cars.
Gosh.
Let's go, dude. Be a dad. Be the fool. Go full dad mode.
You spend so much money on shoes.
I haven't bought shoes in at least a...
You bought shoes right before you went to China.
No,
you said
they
you
gave
to...
me shoes.
Whatever.
I mean, dude, he doesn't buy anything. He didn't even buy us anything from China. He brought us little...
I literally bought
Anthony,
you candy, and that
you,
was it.
Oh, my... Bro,
I was so happy because I was like, I only spent $100 the whole time I was there.
That is such BS.
You
right
brought
there.
Us candy that they give you from, like, the
that's
hotel
right.
check-in. Like,
yeah.
It was... Yeah, dude, don't ever count on DJ
hey,
Automatic.
I also have my pen from the hotel right here.
Otto literally went to China without me, without Anthony, our best friend.
Without Jack, too.
Without
producer
Jack. You know what he brought? Free NBA t-shirts that they gave everybody.
And
here,
the
Dana.
Worst kind of cheese chips things ever.
Horrible candy. I don't know what it was from China.
But I'm paying the bills, aren't I?
Poor Robert. One of our listeners came in here to taste it.
Yeah.
God, we subjected him to tasting this disgusting stuff from China.
Nobody's going to want to hang out with us ever, dude.
You know what? I'm not buying you your signature scent for Christmas. I'm going to give you a sample that they give me at Macy's.
I got some stored in the back. I still got some.
To me, your signature scent is those beer cheese pizza chips thing you made us eat. Ugh.
They were so disgusting.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Something you used to love when you were little is back, and it involves pizza. Otto will give us the deets and food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Okay, so first hashtag, are skinny jeans back? Survey says yes.
They are?
Yeah.
I just
got rid
of all of them.
I know. Otto was like, I don't know if they're back for guys. They're back for women.
I hope not, because they were horrible for my calves.
Otto, you have the biggest legs on the planet, though. When you used to wear those skinny jeans.
They just
jeans,
look, I was looking at those, you know, awful. Everyone's looking at their pictures from 2016. I was looking at it, and I was like, man, skinny jeans were not a good look for me.
Dang. I've never really switched up. I've kind of always stayed in the same
5'11s. Those are classics.
Anyway.
Those are like classic jeans, though.
I wish I would have, but my wife always tries to dress me and tries
whatever,
to put me
Otto,
in these quote-unquote fashionable things, and I just look like a goofball.
No, that was your last girlfriend with your purple tight pants, honey. Don't blame me for that, okay? I would never do that.
You wouldn't even have known about it if Matt and T didn't tell you, okay?
Because it was that bad, sir. You put on tight purple pants, okay? You're lucky.
Like
all you're lucky all I put you in skinny jeans. Otto, what do we have for food news?
Pizza Hut is tapping into a nostalgia, but this time you don't need to do a book report to get yourself a personal pan pizza.
Oh, I love
that.
They're
bringing it back on Tuesdays. You have to use the app, and it's only $3 for the personal pan pizza.
Oh, they're so good.
Limit of four that you can buy at one time.
So I still love that they have Book It all over the country. If your school is interested, you just hit up Pizza Hut online, and you can adopt the program. Kids read. They do a little book report. You get free pizza. For me, $3.
It was the highlight of elementary school for us.
Otto, so much fun. And you know me, I'm an avid reader, so I was like stacking up the pizzas.
And that's why you were a chubby kid.
Bruh.
You know, I was going to tell my story.
You can't lay into me with all the purple pants stuff and not expect to get it back, okay?
Purple, the little purple, I don't even know what I was going to say. The pan pizza's so good. Anyway.
Can I say something that won't offend anybody?
Thank you, Anthony.
shout out to Pizza Hut for providing us with the American-style pizza that that we know today. They were the first pizza chain to really come out, and they used French bread in their recipe, and everyone kind of followed suit after that. So shout out to Pizza Hut.
And how do you know that, Anthony A?
Because I am an avid Foods That Built America watcher.
I knew it too because of that.
Useless facts.
I love it. It's actually useful. We just
educated Purple Pants. It's very useful.
Everybody's looking at my tight pants. Anthony, what do we have for National Day?
National Blonde Brownie Day.
Ooh, this is an oxymoron. It's not a blonde brownie. It is a white burnt cake. It's like
it's a blonde brownie. I used to work at this place called Pronto in Tucson, and they had the best blonde brownies I've ever had in my life.
But
I've never been able to have another one that even replicates.
Why is it called a brownie?
Because it has cream cheese in it, and that's where the blondeness comes from.
But it's not chocolate.
Let's go.
It's delicious.
Brownies are chocolate.
Put some respect on that brownie, okay? It's got
I'll eat it. I'm just saying it shouldn't be a blonde brownie. All right, what's next? I'm down, but...
And we also have Answer Your Cat's Question Day.
My cat's question is, why are y'all home so early? Damn, disturbing my peace. All right, what else do we have?
And we'll wrap it up on National Library Shelfie Day. This is encouraging everybody to take a photo with their favorite book.
Should we take pictures today of our books, Otto? I've got
You'd have to read in order to do that.
I do read. Should we do
that's
it?
Gonna be, yeah,
that
yes,
wasn't I'm even funny because you know I read.
I don't wear purple pants anymore.
Anymore.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We know we're getting a J. Cole album, but there is something else coming from J. Cole in Dreamville. I'll give you more deets after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
All right, we have the rapper Logic celebrating his birthday, hey. Guy Fieri and Caitlin Clark.
Okay, so J. Cole has released the first single from The Fall Off. Obviously, we know that. It looks like he's teasing a mixtape before he drops the album in February.
Okay.
I'm here for it. Otto, you've been listening to some stuff. J. Cole's rapping. I feel like he has an agenda. Like, you know, this is something
He's back to prove that he's one of the best rappers in the game.
Yes.
I think he's out to just prove that, you know what, he can still make good quality music. For me, I would never... I respect him so much as an artist, and I think he's brilliant. I will be excited to listen to this upcoming project and everything he's putting out. But he can never really claim that he's the number one because he fell out of the... removed himself from the rap battle. And so I don't know, in my opinion, I don't think he could ever be the top person ever, but he's a great artist.
I would think that maybe he feels like he could because he didn't even need to involve himself in that. Like, think about it. You could twist it.
That's not how the hip hop works, okay?
You can't say something and then back out and you can't
be, and then come back and be smart. Like, hey, I'm the greatest now because you two ate each other up.
But I don't think so because he's calling this The Fall Off. Everybody falls off.
Yeah, but
off.
You listen to the whole intro from The Fall Off and what that guy said about The Fall Off. It's all...
It's in cycles and it's true. It might be one of the truest things ever. Here.
Everything is supposed to go away eventually. You see this especially in show business with famous actors or musicians. And it's this guy used to be famous and then he fell off. What happened? And they want to point to, they did this and this and they made some sort of mistake. Instead of thinking that, look, it's kind of crazy they got famous in the first place. So few people reach that level that, yes, of course, it's not going to last forever because somebody else has to take that spot. And that's how show business has been since forever. But no, they always want to say, oh, that guy fell off. They want to look down on him for just going through the natural cycle of rising and falling.
That's why J. Cole has been curating this album for as long as he has.
10 years.
Jadakiss released a statement. I don't know if he heard it or J. Cole let him hear it. He said he is coming crazy with this one.
Well, Fat Joe, they do a show together, and he had said that he can't listen to it because he doesn't respect J. Cole anymore because he backed out of the fight. But I don't think Fat Joe's remembering what really happened because J. Cole released a song to Kendrick, but then he came back. Remember, he went on the Dreamville stage and said, I should have never done this. I don't want to end our friendship. I don't want to be in this,
well,
all this negativity.
Wanted, he did. He said he wanted to be involved in
negativity.
And
he said that him and Kendrick actually had a real conversation with each other, and they did it themselves.
I don't share the same stance as Fat Joe in regards to I can never listen to him again. No, J. Cole's an amazing artist.
Yeah.
This album coming up is going to be so impactful, especially for men in their 30s and 40s, which is where J. Cole is right now, and he's going to speak on what he's going through, and I think that's going to resonate with a lot of guys, so I think it's needed. But Once you fall out of a rap battle, you can never claim that top position again. That goes to Kendrick Lamar forever and always.
I don't even know what to say.
See what I think? Drake. I think this year is going to be great for hip hop because we're going to get this J. Cole album. Then Drake's going to put out Iceman. Maybe Kendrick's going to drop something. It's going to be a good year for hip hop.
The last thing I'll say about it is I think J. Cole is coding it in like protecting his friendship with Kendrick Lamar. But I also think that he heard probably, you know, a lot of the stuff before we did. And he said, I don't want none of that smoke. J. Cole's a very smart man. A very smart
man. He's more like a philosophical rapper. He's not really a battle rapper.
Yeah, you know, I've been there where you're like, you let your homies squabble that out.
Yeah,
themselves.
He's like, y'all squabble. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.